Soko izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 12 kuMabasa 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uZulu ukhanya esejabulela ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuvikela ukubani le COVID-19 Air vaccine kulandela ukuvulwa kwendawo eziningi zokuhlatshwa ijekiseni leyi. Umphathintambo wezemfundo yeprimary lesecondary uMnumzana Kane Matema ucizelela ukuthi abantwana kufanele befundiswe ngababalisi abenelisa ukukhuluma ulimi olusetshenziswa ezigabeni abafundisa kuzo. Abezempilakahle bakhuthaza abaphila lofuba lwe-asthma ukuba belandele iziqondiso zokuvikela i-coronavirus. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uzulu ukhanya esejabulela ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuvikela i-COVID-19 vaccine kulandela ukuvulwa kwendawo eziningi sokuhlatshwa lijekiseni. Umlondolozi Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukuqanza kwenani labantu abahlatshwa ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine ngalezi nsuku kuza ngesikhathi uhulumende esephakamise izinga lokwethulwa kwemibiko ehlukeneyo yemfundiso emizameni yokukhuthaza abantu ukuba bahlatshwe. Lokhu kuza njalo ngesikhathi abantu sebeke babona abanye abantu abahlatshiweyo beziqhubekela phambili ngempilo zabo kungela kuphanjaniswa ijekiseni le, okwenza bengasalaleli imibiko emibi ngayo ezinkundleni zokuxhumana ezebulenjini ve-intanethi. Ukuba sengithengisa igidi esisodwa samajekiseni ngenyanga okuzenza ukuba kuhlatshwe abantu abayingxenye yezigidi 500,000 nyanga zonke. Edolobheni leHarare ukungezelelwa kwendawo zokuhlatshwa sokwenze ukuba izibhedlela zeWilkins leParenyathwa zingandelwa ngabantu abafuna ukuhlatshwa kizo. UZulu weHarare usiyamukele uhlelo lolu esithi luzanceda ukulwisana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Unkosikazi Mrs. Thole sakamuza seBudiriro eHarare uthi ukubone kuqakathekile ukuthi ahlatshwe ukuze ilizwe liphumelele ekumelaneni legciwane leli.
So far it looks like it's going to be our only hope to minimization of this spread of this pandemic. Ngibone ngani ukuthi siyithathe yiyo yodwa option out of this situation, and sesizamile yonke imizamo, nothing is working out. So ngibone ngani this vaccine is going to be our last option. So personally I encourage people to take the vaccination.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Constantine Chiwenga ngomunye wabengeza ithemba abantwini ukuba labo bahlatshwe, ngoba ngomunye owaba ngokuqala ukuhlatshwa uhlandla lokuqala ngonhlolanja.
My presence here today with some ministry of health officials.
Ukuba khona kwami lapha labanye ngisebenza labo kutshengisa ukuba uhulumende uyathemba ukuba ijekiseni le-COVID-19 liyasebenza, yikho lami ngahlatshwa.
Kodwa omunye umongikazi waseHarare, unkosikazi Judith Zilungano, usase lokuthandabuza ngaleli jekiseni.
Babe, angiyithembi first number one. Mina personally angeke ngavuma ukuthi bangihlabe, ngoba ngiyazi ukuthiwa yini. Ngoba any drug engenayo first iyahamba kuma health officials and then the health personality ngokwayo. Besifunda ngayo ama-workshop ukuthi ihlatshwa njani, ihlatshwa umuntu onjani, ngawapha ama-side effects, nceda ngani. We were never given anything. Kwapho ngokuthi kuthiwa i-vaccine sikhona usasalayiniwe. Mina ngeke ngayithatha mina. What if ngingafa ngayithola?
Abantu abalolwazi lokuhlaba ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 sebekhona ezigabeni zonke zelizwe. EMashonaland West bekunabantu abaningi esibhedlela seShinoyi, kuthi i-council yalelo dolobho isiqinise uhlelo lokwenza kube lula ukuthi abantu bahlatshwe. EMarondela esibhedlela seDombodombo inani labantu abahlatshwa khona libonakale licansa ngesilinganiso esikhulu kusukela ngeviki edluleyo. EMathebeleni South indawo ezifana le-Bedbridge Lima, Mangwe, Gwanda, Insiza, uMzingwane nasemaTopo, abantu abaningi sebeqala kundwendwe zokuhlatshwa. Ekhariba, abantu abedlula amakhulu ayisithupha 600 sebehlatshiwe. Abantu abakuhlangothi lozokuthekelelwa kwelizwe bazaqakathekisa ukuhlanza lesibili, njalo abaningi bahlatshwa eKhariba District Hospital. Indawo ezisemaphandleni nazo seziqalile ukuthola amajekiseni lawa emakliniki asetuzandabo. Epindura, ama kliniki ati, ichiwarito, lechipati, abantu bayahlatshwa, okubalisela abadala, abasebenza kwezempila kahle, lalabo abaphila lemikhuhlane ehlukeneyo. Kunje, sebezinkulungwane phose ezifike ezingamashumi amathathu, 28,896, asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili ye-COVID-19 vaccine. Okukhuphule inani lasebehlatshiwe lejekiseni eZimbabwe, kusukela lolu hlelo lwakuqalayo ngoNhlolanja, kwaba zinkulungwane phose ezifike amakhulu amabili, 194,594. Kuthi inani lasebetholakale bele COVID-19 lokhu lakuqhamukayo eZimbabwe nyakenye sebezinkulungwane ezingamashumi phose amane, 37,288. Okulinani ligoqela inkulungwane ezingamashumi phose amathathu lanhlanu, 34,878 nababhule basila kuleli gciwane labulala abedlula inkulungwane eyodwa lengxenye, 1,538. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umphathintambo obona ngemfundo yezinga eliphansi umnumzana Kane Matema ubikwa igcizelela ukuthi abantwana kufanele befundiswe ngababalisi abenelisayo ukukhuluma ulimi olusetshenziswa ezigabeni abafundisa kuzo ukwenzela ukuthi bephumelele ezifundweni zabo. Uthi akufanelanga abazali bexotshe ababalisi laba, kodwa kumele kulandelwe indlela ezisemthethweni zokulungisa lolu daba. Ngenyanga edluleyo umnumzana Thawungana Ndoro obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kulolu gatsha wathi iziphathamandla ezihlolisisa ngezemfundo esigabeni seyinsiza ziphakathi kokuphenya udaba lokuthi abazali baxotsha ababalisi abahlanu esikolo seNkankezi Primary School eMathabeleland South abakhuluma ulimi lwesiShona. Ngeminyaka edluleyo uNkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni omela iNkayi North edalele ePhalamende njalo eyisiphathamandla sebandla leZANU-PF wachathisa kungxoxo leStudio 7 ukuthi wangenela kudaba olufanayo esigabeni sakhe ngoba umphathisikolo kanye lababalisi bonke babevela esigabeni seMaswingo njalo bengenelisi ukukhuluma isiNdebele. Kodwa wathi akufanelanga bexotshwe kungela sisombululo ngalolu daba, wasechasisa ngenhlelo aziqhubayo zokufundisa abantu benkayi emakolijini ukuze benelise ukuthola izikhundla ezifana lezokufundisa. Abanye njalo abazali ababencediswa libandla leMthwakazi Republic Party endaweni ezithiyeneyo zeMathabeleland bake babotshwa ndawonye lamanye amalunga alelibandla eminyakeni edluleyo bekhala ngodaba olufanayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lo mnumzana Believe Gawule, isiphathamandla sebandla leZANU-PF eMathabeleland North.
Njengokuthi esiNdebeleni umuntu ebe ngumuntu okhuluma isiNdebele, esishonele umuntu okhuluma isiNdebele kungangeni esibongeni njalo njalo. Kulinyathelo elihle kakhulu lethethwe nguhulumende lelo eliyakuqala abantu adebele kube likhale isikhathi sonke leso. Kuyesho kusenza into engayisiyo ukuthi kulethwe abanye abantu abangakwanisi ukuthi bafundise timi lokukhuluma ulimi lwabantwana befundiswe eprimary ngabantu abangakwanisi ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo. Siyamukela kakhulu ngenjabulo enkulu inyathelo lethethwe nguhulumende ukuthi abantwana bafundiswe abantu abazi ulimi lwabo. Kuyesho kulimaza izinto. Umuntu ofundayo othandekile ekuqalisheni oqalayo ukufunda kumele afunde efundiswa izindane zikhiwa afundiswe zangolimi lwakhe, yikho kuqakathekileyo khonoko.
Udaba lolu libandla leMthwakazi Republic Party labazali labanye ababeze bezame ukululungisa uhulumende engangeneli, singabona uhulumende sethatha inyathelo elihambelana labaningi.
Ngicabangile ungakhohlwa ukuthi upresident kunanda ukushala ekhuluma ngokuthi yena is a listening president. Kufanele ukukhuluma kuhulumende wakhe la ekhulumise ngalokho njengoba yena enguye okhokhela uhulumende ekhona. Nguye upresident weli uyalalela ukuthi nebantwini. Lana uphuzile kodwa ke kodwa kathe sokwenzakele ngesikhathi sombuso wakhe. Uyenza ukugcwalisa izifiso zabantu, ukugcwalisa kwezifiso zabantu, okumele kwenziwe nguhulumende.
Singambona uhulumende ngempela ekwenza lokhu ingena izikolo ebadudula kumbe ikukhuluma nje.
Lokho kubalulekile kuyinto elula kakhulu ngoba phela uhulumende alule ingatha zakhe. Kunabantu abamleleyo abezemfundo abakhona ngale kulakho ama-SDC kulani yinto akulandi sifika abazali bayakuzokuzenzabo ukukhulumela ngendlela asofe bona abangayine ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo abantwana emaphepha emari basufi bakushiwe endaweni lapho bakhuluma khona ulimi lwabo abantwana ezindaweni zabo ezigabeni ngoba ilizwe lethu libanzi kangaka njalo izindlini vele zabazikhulumayo zitholakala kwezinye indawo bale besuswe ukuthi ebadebeleni okukhulumisa indebele esesishone ngale asuswe okukhulumisa indebele esesishone ngale esesishone ukukhulumisa indebele kasuswe ehambe endaweni lapho akwanisa khona ukukhuluma ulimi olwaziwa ngabantwana eprimary lapha
emahofisini kahulumende ke lapho kuthiwa lalolu hlupho lubhahile
ngathi that is the beginning of izinto ukuthi zenzakale ayikho sikhuluma nge-devolution nale esikhuluma ngayo ngezinye zezinto zakhona le mahofisini khonapho ibathola ekhandekile izinto akuna emahofisini kuthiwa ngezibhedlela omongikazi ngezibhedlela emadokotela labapholisa ngathola umuntu ugogo esiyaripoti ithosho ukuthi senzakaleso umuntu andinzi andinzi izinto kumele zi-addresse zenyezo abantu bakhuluma ulimi ngayengakwanisi ukukhuluma ulimi lwalabo bantu asushwe esiwe lapho akwanisa khona ukukhuluma ulimi lwalabo bantu yizo zifunayo khona ukuthi kwenzakale ayikhona ezikolweni kuphela lezindaweni zonke ezibhedlela ugogo ngayikhuluma ukuthi hayi ngihlethe isihlabo mntanami kumele asiwe ngumuntu okhuluma ulimi lwabo hayi mntanami ngiyelikizolo kodwa ngokuvuvuka lokhu kuze ikwiyini umuntu esize ulimi lwabo ayikhona umuntu ekhuluma ngesiyugo zokhuluma ngesindebele hayi kudingakali lokhu so kuqakathekile ukuthi kwenziwe kulungiswe sokonke kona kwenzeleleo
lowo umnumzana Believe Gawule isiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF eMathebeleland North sixoxela ekobulawayo. Unkosazana Precious Sibalo owasebenza ezindlini zokudlela ama-restaurant wenza ezemibukiso yamantombazana i-modeling njalo lokuthathela yabagade indizamchina. Usechayela indizamchina unkosazana Sibalo owazalelwa kobulawayo wayafunda emaphandleni ePlumtree ngayifunda njalo eMhali Primary School leMchabezi Mission uthi kumele abantu balandele okufiswa zenhliziyo zabo ukuze baphumelele. Uthi okwamenza wafisa ukuchayela indizamchina yokubona abesilisa bodwa eJoshua Mqabuko Airport ngesikhathi esethekelela leyo ndawo esesikolo eMhali labanye bakhe. Ake sizwe exoxa ngalokho lo Gift Dube weStudio 7.
Ntense Qatar Airways laphani 5 years ngacabanga ukuthi ngibe ngiraise imali kancane kancane ukuthi ngiyenzeni ngoba sengisecabin manje so kumele ngithi make my way ngathi ekukhophi
complete yeah
ngiyenze kanjani ukuthi ngifike laphayana ngoba beka sengilana bengingacabanga ukuthi ngizoba ku aviation bengizitshela ukuthi sengikhohle ngale ndlela ngizoba iweta ngibe yini but uNkulunkulu bene plan.
Yeah, so uqala sibili ungena ecockpit wenza njani?
Ngena ecockpit for ukufunda or
ukufunda sibili ukuthi ufunde.
Yes. Ngase ngi-decide ke laphayana ukuthi ngi-raise ama-senti ukuthi ngiyenzeni work towards ama-studies ami. And then ngakhuluma nabo lapha eQatar Airways ukuthi ngiyenze njani ba-guide ngoba abantu abaningi sometimes bafuna ukusuka laphayana baye ku-cockpit or basuke ngapha baye ngapha. Bantshela bathi hamba esikolo okuthiwa yi-43 eschool eSouth Africa if uplan ukuya eSouth Africa. So bangirecommended ukuthi ngiye eSouth Africa esikolo okuthiwa yi-43. So after 5 years, ngadecide ukuthi okuyisikhathi sokubana nginjani ngihambe ngiye-43. Ngaleso sikhathi ngiphuma umntanakithi umnawami ongilandelayo wangena yena as cabin crew wa-aplaya naye wawuthola umsebenzi as cabin crew. So kwanginikeza amandla okuthi umnawami mayeselapha at least sizosizana ngabantwana masifize abantwana. So ngahamba-ke ngayoqala izifundo zami ngale e-43.
Ye yeah, usuke-43 supasile sokuhamba njani kumbe ukuthi ukuqala sibili wena ungena ku-studies lapho azalifundayo.
Yo singena kuma-studies lapho baqala nge-test abayebiza campus test. Campus test ukuthi nje baku-check ukuthi ukuliphi izinga as far as the aviation is concerned. Ukuliphi izinga ungumuntu owazi something encane ungumuntu owenza i-research yakho beforehand or kulele efemilini echayelayo kanjalo. So in test yangkhona uyayenza igcwele nje different exercises. Mina ngiyenzanga kahle leyo test ngoba everything they knew bengisebenza lapha nekhathaweza ngizange ngithole ithuba lokuthi ngenze njani or ngingathi ngaphambanisa ngokuthi ngiyenze research yami too much ekuflyenda phayana ngibe ngumuntu nami ukuthi ngibe namasimulator endlini. That is a mistake that I did and futhi ukuthi ngitshela abantu ma unedream enhliziyweni akulandaba ukuthi ugive uphile or kanjani, research about it. Qhubeka ufunde ngayo. So ngafika laphana mina from zero. Test yathi yo
Siyashaya uyisela kathathu.
Bangitshela bathi abantu abathole imark enje normally kabacethi kulesi sikole. But lokhana ngizange ngikuthathe njengokuthi sokumele ngigive up njenge-disappointment. Instead, kwangenza ukuthi ngisebenze twice, thrice as harder than other people. But umuntu ongela mathematics naye akayiqedi le course kahle. Angangenayo mathematics, ngangenayo university. So, ngenza ukuthi ngiyadinga usizo ebanganeni bami ngisho nasebusuku angilali ukuthi ngibe kwazi ukuthi ngipasa ama-exams wami. Kuwona lawo ma-exams bengisiba i-highest kuma-sittings wami. Lapho ngela mathematics khona bengitshaya boma 90%. So, mina yonke le nto ayizange ibe i-discouragement kodwa bekunama-challenges.
Yes. So kodwa wawuzibhadalela kumbe kulomuntu owayebhadala i-tuition yakho kumbe kwakumenjani khona?
No, bengizibhadalela emalini engangiyisevile with the help also of my family, with the help also of my friend.
Lo nkosazana Precious Sibalo otshayela indiza mtshina obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube ese-Johannesburg wele South Africa. Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela ekubambeni COVID-19 ye-vaccine lokuqansa kwenani labatholakala belegcikwane leli esikolo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Amakhulu lamakhulu abantu basedolobheni leMinneapolis esigabeni seMinnesota kwele Melika atshengisele ngesonto esola amapolisa ewethesa umlando wokubangela imfa yosakhulayo obeleminyaka engamashumi amabili yokuzalwa uDante Wright abemuli yakhe besithi ufe ngemva kokutshayeka ngemota yakhe angene kiyo ngokuphangisa emzameni yokubalekela amapolisa akade esemdubule. Omunye wamapolisa amabili ayetheswa umlando wokufafaza isotsha lonsundu ngemva kokumiswa emgwaqweni edolobheni leWindsor esigabeni seVirginia khonapha eMelika ubikwa esexotshiwe umsebenzi. Lokhu kwenziwe ngemva kokuba usibalukhulu weVirginia ethe kuzamele lolu daba luhlolisiswe zingcwethi ezizimeleyo. Abantu abecatsha bokholo lwesi-Islam abedlulisa amalawulo abalisa kwele Nigeria babikwa behlasele batshisa amahofisi enhlanganiso zamazwe omhlaba eziphathisa abaswelayo emazweni asathuthukayo ambalwa ngenyakatho ngokuya ngempumalanga yelizwe ngempelasonto. Abasebenza ekhunjini lolwandle ama-Coast Guards akwele Spain abikwa esethumele izidumbu ezine zabantu abatholakale bekomunye umkhumbi obuthwele abazama ukuchaphela izwekazi le-Europe ngokungekho emthethweni besuka ngentshonalanga yezwekazi le-Africa esihlengeni se-Canary Islands. Abalishumi lathoba mune munye babo babikwa betholakale bephila kodwa bekusimo esibi sokungatholi umoya wokuphefumula oweneleyo kukamule abakade begcinwe kilo.
Abezempila kahle bathi njengoba umkhuhlane ofuba we-asthma uhlasela amaphaphu ayiwo njalo ahlaselwa yi-COVID-19, bakhuthaza abaphila lalolu fuba ukuba balandele iziqondiso zokuzivikela kuleli gciwane njalo balandele ukuthatha imithi ye-asthma ngoba besengozini enkulu uma bengatholakala bele-COVID-19. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ingcweti kwezempilakahle zithi ukuqala kwesikhathi somqando kubuya leminye imikhuhlane yofuba egoqela i-asthma. Kungakho ngesikhathi lesi sobhubhane lwe-COVID-19, abezempilakahle bakhuthaza uzulu ukuba alandele izixwayiso abaziphiwayo ukuze behlise amathuba okubanjwa imikhuhlane yesifuba. Udokotela Mthabisi Anele Bebe ukhuluma ngomkhuhlane we-asthma.
I-asthma umkhuhlane wamaphapho utholakala ebantwini abalama allergies. Esikhathini eziningi abantu laba ukuthi bengahlangana lento okuthiwa yi-allergen iyaba yenza ukuthi umphimbo wabo usuke uvaleka, so imphimbo ingavaleka lezinye indawo ongena khona umoya zibe zincane, kusuka kube nzima ukuthi baphefumule kuhle. Kulezinto eziningi ezingenza abantu bebele bengene ku-attack, sometimes umqando, sometimes ukuhlala la umangoye ukupheka ngomlilo, intuthu liyana iyabangenisa kuma attacks. Abanye nxa bengekho ku medication ekwanileyo lakho sokulakho ukuthi bengene ku attack.
Uqhubekela phambili uBebe elimukisa abantu abaphila le asthma ukuba baqinise ukuzivikela ukwedlula abanye bonke abantu ukuba bengabanjwa yi COVID-19.
Ebantwini abale COVID asthma isuka ibe worse njengoba i-COVID la i-affecta amaphapho, kushuthi abantu laba sometimes bathwala nzima ukuthi bephefumule kuhle. Ngakho-ke sebelakho ukufa, kuqakathekile ukuthi inanzelele bekhangele kuhle ngudokotela bebe kuma-medication abo kuhle.
Umnumzana Ferdinand Dlodlo isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi laba abalomkhuhlane wofuba kabangatholakali lapho okubuthene khona abantu abaningi ngoba kulula kibo ukuthola i-COVID-19.
Umuntu omkhulu ku-COVID-19 ukuthi umuntu egqoke izayeke ama-face mask. Ngakho-ke ebantwini abale-asthma bona kunzima ukuthi befake ama-mask isikhathi eside ngoba abanye bayakhala ngokuthi bayavaleka, bayakhala ngokuthi abasaphefumuli kahle, bona bevele bengaphefumuli kahle bengila ama-mask. Kuyake kufuna ukuthi bengabi lapho kulabantu ababutheneyo khona abaningi.
Inkosikazi Ruth Sibanda ophila lofuba lwe-asthma uchasisa ukuba yena uziphatha njani ekuphileni layo.
I-asthma ayifuni uzonde, ayifuni uthabe kakhulu, ayifuni ube lapho kule dust khona, ayifuni ukuthi uyethuke. Ama-medication engisebenzisayo isaphithamo asthma vele ayithambi izinto zona lezi like ukuba lapho kule smeli khona like ama-perfumes lawa strong lokuba lapho ungani kulokungcola khona kakhulu. I-asthma iyaku-attack ngokusendaweni ezinjalo.
Umkhuhlane wofuba lwe-asthma ngeminye yemikhuhlane engelaphekiyo ihle iphele, kodwa kuyisimo esingaba lomuntu okwempilo kumbe siphele sodwa ikakhulu ebantwaneni nxa lapho bekhula. Lesi sifo sidala ukuba umuntu aphefumule nzima, abe nenhlungu zesifuba lomphimbo loba ukukhwehlela okwesikhathi eside. Kodwa ingcwethi zezempilakahle zithi lokhu kungenqabelwa uma umuntu elandela ukuthatha imithi ayiphiwa ngodokotela. Umuntu ongathathi imithi ayiphiweyo ubika ezifaka engozini enkulu ngoba i-asthma kungumkhuhlane ohlasela amaphaphu ayiwo njalo ahlaselwa yi-COVID-19. Amaphilisi awenyanga eyodwa abiza amadola amathathu emelika i-$3, ukuthi umuthi ofakwa kokungumtshina kokuhotsha owe-inhaler ubiza amadola alitshumi lasithupha emelika i-$16. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku-short wave.
Umeli weMalawi eZimbabwe unkosikazi N Khumoenda unxoma imithetho yalelo lizwe evumela abantu ukukhonza inkolo ezehlukeneyo abazikhethayo esithi ngoba akunjalo kwamanye amazwe lapho uhulumende abahle bakubeke sobala ukuthi kulokholo olulodwa kuphela olungalandelwa. Utsho lawa mazwi emkhosini wokuthakazelela ukufikisa iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu selokhu ibandla lokholo lesiKristu ele Rugare CCIP lasungulwayo eHarare ngomnyaka ka-1971 abayithi yi-Golden Jubilee. Intatheli zendaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Ukutshengisa injabulo ekumanyaneni lamakholwa akuleli bandla uthethe leli thuba laye unkosikazi Kumwenda ukukhokhela kwenye ingoma ebihlatshelwa kulo mkhosi owenzelwe emzini owakhelwa ababesebenza kuloliwe owerugare eHarare lapho ulesakhiwo saleli bandla lesi-CAP. Unkosikazi Kumwenda ukhuthaze abangena leli bandla kuleli ukuba mabangabandlululi kulabo abafuna ukuba ngamalunga bengakwamanye amazwe kanye labeZimbabwe.
In other countries where you have restrictions, it's not easy to have a church of foreign origin.
Awulula ukukhonza kwamanye amazwe lapho okulemigoqo khona ukuba lebandla labantu bokuza bekhonza kilo okweminyaka edlula amathumi amahlanu. Siyazibonela lapha ukuba abantu balobudlelwano obuhle, silabavela eMalawi, silabavela eZambia. Abakhonza bendawonye besebenzisa iloba iluphi ulimi abalufunayo, basebenzisa ulimi lesitshewa, basebenzisa isiShona.
They use Tshewa language, they use Tshona.
Okusekele ngeyinye yenkokheli kuleli bandla uDr. Lamiel Phiri olabazali bakhe abadabuka eMalawi kodwa wazalelwa eZimbabwe.
Here we call ourselves the citizens of Shalom. That means we have no
thina sizibiza ngelokuthi sizizalwane zeShalom. Kusitsho ukuba sisebenzisa indimi ezehlukeneyo. Le ndimi zonke esizisebenzisayo ngoba amalunga ethu avela kumhlobo ethiyeneyo. Ngakho kumele bazwe bekhululekile lapho besenkonzweni. Yikho sisenza ngendlela esenza ngayo.
We are really grateful for that.
UDr. Phiri wengeze esithi lokhu ukuthakazelela ukufikisa iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu kuzoqhubekela phambili okomnyaka wonke wonalo oka-2021. Abethabe emanzi te amakholwa angamalunga aleli bandla leRugare CCIP ngokufikisa kwaleli bandla iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu. Omunye wakhona ungunkosikazi Alice Muntali ongumcebisi wabasakhulayo abangamantombazane.
Ngibona ngani vele sengihambile ezulwini. Bakhona abaqalisa kuyakhala i-church bashona. Bathi siyabakhumbula labo. Ngizwa ngijabula kakhulu ukuthi umlimi ukhona. Inkosi kayihambelele phambili ngenkonzo yethu iRugare CCIP.
Osakhulayo ongunobhala eRugare CCIP umnumzana Bernard Size uthi ubonga uNkulunkulu ukuba lifike esaphila leli langa lapho ibandla akhonza kilo lifikise iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu.
Thina ama-origin ethu sisuka eMalawi but sibonga iZimbabwe wasivumela ukuthi sibe lapha siwakhe ama-church. Siyadumisa uNkulunkulu silapha eRugare sibonga uNkulunkulu iminyaka efika 50 years.
Isisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe sikubeka sobala ukuba umuntu ukhululekile ukuba alandele ukholo aluthandayo. Yikho nje kulamabandla enkolo ezijiyeneyo kuleli. Uhulumende uthi lokhu kuhlezi kugcizelelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lapho anxusa khona inkokheli yamabandla enkolo ezijiyeneyo ukuzahlanganyela laye lapho eqhuba imisebenzi yokuthandazela ilizwe njengalo awuphawule kunyanga ephelileyo owe-Thanksgiving Day. Bekuhaywa ingoma ezidumisa umdali njalo ngendimi ezehlukeneyo ezivalisa isiNgisi, isiShona, isiSwahili, isiTshewa lezinye kugiywa kujajulwa ngesikhathi kuthakazelelwa ukufikisa iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu ibandla leRugare CCIP Church lasungulwayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Uzulu ukhanya esejabulela ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yokuvikela i-COVID-19 vaccine kulandela ukuvulwa kwendawo eziningi zokuhlatshwa ijekiseni le. Umphathintambo wezemfundo ye-primary le-secondary umnumzana Ken Matema ugcizelela ukuthi abantwana kufanele befundiswe ngababalisi abenelisa ukukhuluma ulimi olusetshenziswa ezigabeni abafundisa kuzo. okuluhlupho olubhahileyo ezigabeni zeMatabeleland. Siluqaba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona lapha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.